الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله، we praise Allah, we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Wherever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. All you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. All humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah when you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. All you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a string, and every string is in the fire. We want to switch the advice this evening to the issue of marriage. And though it might be a focus on brothers who are not married, also be for the brothers who are married, inshallah ta'ala. We want to start off with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 25, where Allah ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتِيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بعضكم من بعض فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا أحصن فإن أتين بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنة منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم والله غفور رحيم يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم. And these two verses 25 and 26 from Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and whoever does not have the ability from amongst you to get married to the believing chaste women, then he should marry those war captives from amongst the believing women. And Allah knows best your iman. You are one from another. So marry them with the permission of their families and give them their dowries on a reasonable basis. Chaste women, desiring chastity from chaste women, and not messing around with the fornicating women, nor taking them as secret girlfriends. And if they get married and they commit an abominable deed, then for them is half the punishment of the believing lady. That is for whoever fears some difficulty or some harm from amongst you. And to be patient is better for you. And Allah is the forgiving, the merciful. Allah wants to explain to you and to guide you to the ways of those who came before you and to accept your repentance. And Allah is the all-knower, the all-wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayah, he's starting as he's saying that whoever doesn't have the ability to get married, to chaste believing women from amongst you brothers, meaning he doesn't have the ability financially or otherwise to get married, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him a way out here in this ayah. And that is, or an alternative. That is that whoever doesn't have the ability financially to marry the free believing women, then he will marry the believing women from amongst the war captives. Or as the literal expression goes, what your right hands possess, which in Arabic it means the war captives. Meaning after jihad, if the Muslims win, then you get property and women, people from amongst the kufar. Those women are war captives. They're called right hand possessed. Alright, some of them accept Islam and others of them don't. The ones from amongst those war captives who accept Islam, then you have the ability to marry them. You're going to marry them, and there's some, well, we'll explain as we go on, inshallah ta'ala. Allah knows best your iman. Meaning, those war captive women, you don't know if they're trying to take their shahada for some gain that somebody might marry them or whatever the case may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He's saying Allah knows best your iman, meaning don't worry about what's hidden. Allah knows that what's hidden in someone's chest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to judge them and hold them accountable for that. What's upon you is to hold the people accountable for what you see outwardly. Outwardly they say they're Muslim and they practice Islam, then this is what you hold them accountable for. You are one from another. You are one from another, mean the male and the female are from each other. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, and from Adam He created Hawa. So you are one from another. So marry them with the permission of their families. Marry them with the permission of their families means to marry them with the permission of their walis, or whoever is responsible for the women. And give them their dowries on a reasonable basis. Meaning, wallahu a'lam, the women in certain areas or in certain statuses or social levels, they get a certain type of dowry. Try to give the women a dowry on a reasonable basis, meaning those type of women, give them their dowries. Meaning a lady, she comes from a wealthy family or whatever, don't give her, you know what I'm saying, a rose for a dowry and a $5 bill. Try to give her a dowry on her basis, wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Chaste women and not fornicating women. Chaste women, meaning women who are not engaged in fornication or adultery. With someone else and you. Here the first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to those women who are fornicators, meaning with you and you want to marry them, but they fornicate with some other men too. Allah is saying, other than them, desire the chaste women, not the fornicating women, meaning the ones who are fornicating with you, and they fornicating with some other men. Nor take them as secret girlfriends, meaning the ones that's only fornicating with you, and not fornicating with anybody else. Those two classes of women, don't marry those type. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. To marry the chaste women, not the fornicating women who fornicate with you and everybody else, nor the women who is only fornicating with you. Don't marry those type of women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so if they get married, back to the war captive women, if they get married, then they commit abominable deed, that means zina or fornication, then they get half the punishment of the believing women, which is to be whipped 100 times. Then they will only get whipped 50 times. And this refers to the war captive women. If they confess or caught to be committing zina, then their punishment is half the believing women, which means 50 lashes instead of 100. Okay, you said the believing lady, if she gets married and she commits zina, her punishment is to be stoned to death. How is half of stoned to death being lashed 50 times? The ulama, they agree that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant here by half the punishment is not referring to the believing married women, but it was referring to the believing women who were not married. Meaning if some lady was never married before, then if she commits fornication, then her punishment is 100 lashes. But the slave girl, even if she gets married and she commits zina, then her punishment is only 50 lashes. No. That is for whoever fears al-anata minkum. That is for whoever fears hardship or troubles from amongst you. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving these verdicts for you who says that it's a little hard not being married, but I don't got the money. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the believing men an alternative if they find difficulty with themselves of not being married. Meaning difficulty with themselves, meaning they fear that they might fall into zina or something if they don't get married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and to be patient is better for you. Meaning not to marry the slave girl and to be patient with your situation of not having the ability to marry. To be patient with that is better for you. And Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And the ulama, they explain that is because if you marry one of those war captives, your children become the property of that war captive's owner. So if you have children from her, then those children become the property of the man who owned her. So why would you get married to a lady who your children are going to be the property of somebody else? So to be patient is better for you, and Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. No. At any rate, we don't have any war captives today, but this is still the verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whenever that takes place. Allah says in the next ayat, Allah wants to explain to you, meaning explain to you what is halal from what is haram, and to guide you to the ways of those who came before you. Meaning the righteous who came before you, Allah wants to show you what is their way, and to accept your repentance, and Allah is the all-knower, the all-wise. I wanted to start off with this ayah, because unfortunately many of the brothers who don't have the ability to do so in one way or the other. One way meaning the brothers who aren't married at all, and the other way meaning the brothers who are married but they want to add on to what they already have. If you don't have the financial ability to get married, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you an alternative, and that is to marry the free believing war captives. But you won't have any of them. And even if you had them, it's better to be patient, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So we wanted to advise the brothers to be patient for whoever doesn't have the ability to do so, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with the means to get married. Then at that time, get married. And this advice, we can't advise ourselves of it enough, and we need to always pass this advice around so that the brothers don't wind up jamming the sisters up. And that's what we want to move into after we understand this point. The brothers, if you don't have the ability, don't lie and make like you have a case that you don't have. And then you marry the sister, and then at the end of the month, when it's time to produce the money for next month's rent, you don't have any money. You said, I was hoping Allah would make it easy for me. And really that dua should have been before you got married. And then when Allah makes it easy for you, then at that time, you get married. So let's advise ourselves to be patient until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a way for us to get married and not to marry before that time. This is for the one who has difficulty. Tomorrow morning, inshallah ta'ala, if the brother's off for work for Labor Day, we'll explain, or if not, we'll wait till next weekend to explain one of the verdicts from amongst the ulama, who says here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that if you're having difficulty, to be patient is better for you. Now, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you an alternative, and he gave you advice and a recommendation, and there's no one to advise you with better advice than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعْمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ. Indeed Allah is the best one to advise you with the best advice. So let's start advising us, the brothers, ourselves, that Allah has given us advice if we don't have the ability to get married, not to get married. And to be patient until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a way for us. And don't say, I'm struggling or I'm having a hard time not being married. Allah gives this advice for the one amongst you who fears hardship without being married. This is who the advice is for. And if there was another alternative that would be better for you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have advised you with a better advice if there was a better advice for you. So hold on to the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you wind up jamming the sisters up. How do the sisters get jammed because the brothers don't take this advice? As we were saying, the brothers, they don't have the ability, so they make up a story to the brothers. Nah, man, I'm getting paid. I got my own business. I'm doing stuff on the side. Where at? You know what I'm saying? Man, I got to make some money. I'm trying to get married. So the brother Wali, Safrullah, plays the role of a sucker. He goes for it. Then the sister, at the end of the month, she's crying. Now the brother can't take care of her. I thought you said the brother had money. I thought he had money too. But now everyone is jammed because the brother, he didn't want to take the advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best advice for him. He thought that his hardship justified him beautifying his case so he could get married. Maybe the sister would be patient. Really, I had a situation, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to commit zina. You want to stay in the halal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised him with what is best for him. The one who is having a difficult time, he's afraid he's going to commit zina. What is he going to do? Hold on to the advice that Allah gave him. And that is to be patient. There's no free believing women slaves to marry. So he's going to be patient because he doesn't have the ability to get married. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the one who is patient and guards his chastity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him. Allah will make a way out for him, as Allah ta'ala says in other ayat, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever fears Allah, Allah makes a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And provides for him from means he could have never expected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused us to fear him. And if we fear him, he'll make a way for us. You can't see that way. You can't see your way. But all you can see is I'm having a hard time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. He knows the extent of your hard time? Is there someone who knows your condition better than your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala? You might say, I don't understand. You don't understand, Ak, I ain't been married for 5 years. You're right, I don't understand. But the one who created you understands. And he sent guidance down to you, for you, and everybody like you. And whether your case is different from everybody's case, your case is not so different that Allah couldn't address you, the one who created you. And he addressed you, the one who's having a difficult time, who doesn't have the ability to be married, to be patient. And Allah is the forgiving, the merciful. So fear Allah, Allah will make a way out for you and provide for you from means you couldn't imagine. All you have to do is fear Allah and do what you're supposed to, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for you. That doesn't mean that the way is going to be made out for you tomorrow or the next day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truthful in His speech. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And who is more truthful in His speech than Allah? So the sisters, they wind up getting jammed up when the brothers, they don't hold on to this advice. And the sisters, they're the ones getting played out in the end because the brothers can't take care of them. And now the sister, she happy too. You know what I'm saying? Because she knew the brother didn't really seem like his financial situation was stable, but she didn't want to be patient either. So she wound up going for a story that didn't really sound all the way straight herself. Now she's in a jam. But she doesn't want the brother to divorce her, and she doesn't want him to stay with her. Nah. So now, all of us have to listen to hours and hours and hours of useless complaints, that there's no solution at the end of it. She says, talk to him. Talking to him is not going to make money in his pocket. Fearing Allah was going to put money in his pocket. Talking to him is not going to put no money in his pocket. That's what she mean, put money in his pocket, but she going to give you a long rap, talk to him. Meaning she don't want to go because she's in it now. But she don't want to be in it because he can't take care of her, because you ain't in it and you ain't out of it. So brothers, take this advice and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't mess the sisters up like this. And don't mess the sisters up like this. Since we're on the topic, we want to drift to another way that the brothers, unfortunately, have been messing the sisters around. Alright. This is the brother, he has the ability to get married. But he hasn't been married in some time. He has the ability to get married, but he hasn't found the chaste, believing Muslim lady that's compatible to him, that has deen and character. So during that time, instead of being patient, he said, I was already patient. You know what I'm saying? I got money. I ain't found, y'all ain't give me nobody, man, a year, 2 years, 3 years done went by, man. I've been patient. So now what he winds up doing is, he married a first lady. That don't work out. Hey, ain't work out. So he winds up messing a sister around. Because the sister, she thinks that he really wants to marry her. And the sisters, you know, they sentimental and emotional. They coming into the marriage, they thinking like, till death do we part. Going into the marriage. But the brother got something else on his mind. And what he should have on his mind at that time would be the advice of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said in the hadith of Jabir, إِذَا خَطَبَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَرْأَةَ فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِلَى مَا يَدْعُوهُ إِلَى نِكَاحِهَا. Excuse me. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب أحدكم المرأة فإن استطاع أن ينظر إلى ما يدعوه إلى نكاحها فليفعل. وقال جابر فخطبت امرأة فكنت أتخبأ لها حتى رأيت منها ما دعاني إلى نكاحها. This is authentically collected by Abu Dawood. Where the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, If one of you makes a proposal to a lady, then let him, if he has the ability, to look at what will cause him to marry her, then do that. Jabir says, so I proposed to a lady, and I used to hide on the side until I was able to see what caused me to marry her, فتزوجتها. That's the end of the hadith. So I married her. Here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he's given the brothers advice. Don't overlook the advice of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. The brothers, instead of this advice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he said, it's been 3 years. He looked at the sister, he said, I can work with it. He know it ain't what he's looking for. He know good and well it ain't what he's looking for. Excuse the expression, sisters. This is the brothers, we say this. Put a bag over her head or something, you know what I'm saying? I gotta work with something right now. Nah, this is the brothers he be saying. And if he doesn't say it with his mouth, and I'm not trying to be offensive to the sisters, but we're trying to be real with each other and to give us ourselves advice that might benefit us. If he doesn't say that out of his mouth, he says it with his actions. And then the disaster is for the lady, and we have to live through it too as men. He comes, he says, really? I'm not attracted to the lady. What? What you mean you're not attracted to the lady? You looked at her before you married her. Man ain't been married for 4 years, you know what I'm saying? Everything was looking good. Nah, for real. I might have married the door to the wudu room, man. 4 years? 5 years? Everything was looking good. But now it's not so funny because he done married the sister. And then the sister, you know, over the time is developing feelings. Now he want to tell her, I don't like you, I got to get rid of you. How the sister going to feel? All because the brother didn't want to take the advice of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he messed the sisters around. Naam. And the brothers, you have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not mess the sisters around. Like I was given the example might be far, but it's still in place if we put it into perspective to what we like in a lady. The lady is blind. You tell them the lady is blind. If you don't believe it, when you sit down with her, hold up 2 fingers and say, how many fingers do I have? She'll say, I'm blind. Didn't they tell you? All right. The brother can't say 3 months down the line, it ain't working out. What you mean it ain't working out? She can't see. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna work with a lady can't see? I mean, she can't see. But he already knew she was blind in the beginning. Why is he blaming her for what he married her upon? This is the same case for the brother. He says, really, she's not attractive. She's just as attractive as she was when you married her. He said, no, man, I told you I wasn't married for 4 years, man. Everything was looking good. It wasn't looking good. You knew what she looked like. Shaitan is playing with you to leave off guidance from Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You listen to it, you follow your desires. Allah, I think that was the next ayat. I should have quoted it. That's ayah number 27 from Surah An-Nisa. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum wa yuridu alladhina yattabi'una ash-shahawati an tamilu maylan 'azima. And Allah wants to accept your repentance, and those who want to follow their desires, meaning to leave off the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to listen to the shaytan, they want to lean with a serious leaning, meaning they want to lean to falsehood and leave off the truth. Now, this is what the brothers are doing. And you're messing up the sisters, who's are somebody's sister, or somebody's mother, or somebody's daughter. Why are you messing up the sisters when you have guidance from the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam? Take your look, man, and if it look like that's what you're looking for, marry the sister. If it's not, don't say you're going to hurt the sister. The sisters will be more happy before anything developed to know that the brother doesn't have a concern. And I said before, you don't have to say,
tell his sister, really, she's not attractive. She is attractive. She's just not attractive to you. She's attractive to the one that's going to marry her. Nah. So you don't have to say, the sister's not attractive, tell her she's not attractive. Just say, really, I'm going to hold up. Nah. Really, I'm going to hold up. I'm not going to consider her any longer. I'm not able to get married at this time. Nah. And that's sufficient. You don't have to go into the details that the sister isn't what you're looking for. And the sister, though she's just as eager to get married as the brother is, she's going to feel a little sad, like it looked like it was going to be something then. After you looked at me, it wasn't. It's better for everybody. And the sister, I know she feel, well, he looked at me now. Yeah, it's better than he looked at you and then he been with you and then he tell you. It's going to be even worse 3 months down the line. Maybe the sister is pregnant now. Or whatever the case is, 3 months down the line, a lot went. Now it's a big thing trying to end it. Everybody's going to be saying, be patient. You're saying, be patient. I couldn't really work with her from the beginning. I just had to, you know what I'm saying? 4 years. So we have to take this, the guidance of the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, we wind up harming the women. And we're going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yom al-Qiyamah on the moves that we make. With us, it's okay. You got over on us. And you got over on the sisters. But you didn't get over on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's going to hold you accountable for what you did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what's in your hearts. So let's advise the brothers. Let's advise the brothers. And in this statement of Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, take a look at what would cause you to marry her. Now, some of the brothers, they say that this means that you can look at more than the hands and the face from the lady. Now, and some of the sisters say, you know, I'm confused. The brothers look like they got some evidence. Look, sister, you have to take that khimar off, you know what I'm saying? That jilbab. Walk around, turn around, something. Man gotta know what he getting into. Nah, seriously. Some of the brothers, you don't hear it. The walis be hearing it. And you know all that baggage you got from Jahiliyyah be still with you when it come time to get married. Nah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was telling the look, he's talking about take a look at her face. He ain't talking about take a look at all kind of stuff. Nah. Even as he advised one of the brothers, because they got something in their eyes, meaning their eyes were small or not pretty. So you might look at her, she's not pretty, you finished. So that's what you're looking for, something that's pleasant to you, or you're attracted to. Alright, this hadith, take a look at whatever is going to cause you to marry her, doesn't mean that the lady is going to show you more than her hands and her face. It doesn't mean that. And the sisters are confused. I don't know if they're confused or they just feel like showing something. But whatever the case is, it's not permissible for the women to show. As Allah Ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, verse number 31, Allah says, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ, to the end of that ayah. That don't display your beauty except to your husbands and then on down to your family members. That man who's considering to marry you is not your husband. He's not your husband or your relative. You can't show your beauty to that man. It's not permissible for the Muslim women to show their beauty to that man. Okay, the brother's sneaking around, you know what I'm saying? Saw something. MashaAllah. Even in that, as the ulama say, who gave you permission to look at what is haram for you to look at? Nah. What's haram is haram. Alright, the Prophet made a general statement, look at what will cause you to marry her. How are you going to interpret that means look at the haram? And the haram is the haram. Like you say, I just want to look at her hair. Because her hair ain't long and nice, man. I can't work with it. You don't know what might be up under that khimar. You know what I'm saying? Get a whole bald-headed miniature wig. You're going to say, man, I don't know. I want to look at what's under the khimar. If it's haram for you to look at her private parts, and it's haram to you to look at what's under her khimar, what gave you the right to look under her khimar but not to look at her private parts? None. What ayah or hadith gave you that? None did. So the brothers, they get a chance to look at the sister. And that, taking a look at them, you can't imagine the Sahaba are trying to look at the sisters take showers or something, like people was doing in Jahiliyyah. Islam, you won't imagine the Sahaba were doing that. People feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, you might get a chance to look. Like they say, she's a teacher, for example. She might have her niqab on, but you might say, that's her walking down over there. You look, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? You get a look, you see the lady walk or something like that. It'd be enough for you to know that. You sit down with her, you look at her face, you say, I can work with that. Islam is not calling us to lewdness, walhamdulillah. Islam doesn't call us to lewdness, walhamdulillah, or indecency. But Islam calls us to what is best, walhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. So the brothers, they have the ability to get a look, and to get a good look. As the lady who presented herself to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he sa'ad al-nadhru ilayha wa sawwabaha, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He looked her up and down and sized her up, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Then he said he had no need for her, alayhi salatu wasalam. The man said, well, I do, ya Rasulullah. And the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, as the story, he wound up married. But the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, looked her up and down, sized her up good. Can't do nothing with that. Alayhi salatu wasalam. The sister shouldn't get mad, because it's better that he says it before than after. So brothers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be fair and just with the sisters, and take this guidance from the kitab and the sunnah, and let's advise ourselves. Because we be giving each other bad advice, and the bad advice is so harmful to the whole community. The bad advice that you give, other people have to deal with it. Now the sister, she crying all over all the sisters. Oh, he said I'm ugly. Oh, he don't like me. Oh, I've been married 5 months now. I don't know what this, that. Even the sisters, they don't want to hear all of that. Then the sister call him, you know, then they be writing questions down. Is it fair that a man, this, that, whatever. The brothers, they have to use this guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make good moves going into the marriage. Perfection is for Allah. We're not saying that people are not going to be mistaken and divorce is not going to take place. Islam is real, alhamdulillah. But at least the brothers should take the best Islamic steps and take the best guidance from the kitab and the sunnah before they make their move, so that they don't wind up harming the lady. And the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the other hadith of Al-Mughira, he shows that the look is what's sufficient. The look is sufficient. As he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, انظر إليها فإنه أحرى ليؤدم بينكما. Or كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام in the hadith of Tirmidhi. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, look at her. Mughira had proposed to a lady. So Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, look at her. Because indeed, it's more safer to cause love between you two. Meaning, if there's going to be some feelings, like you say, well, I don't, you know, you don't even get to spend no real time with the lady. How you know how you feel about her? A look is enough to tell. A look is enough to tell. The Prophet ﷺ said, look, because that's better in giving you the love between you. Like, you look at somebody, you can tell. So you feeling something when you ain't feeling nothing. Nah, even the people be saying that the young brothers now are feeling that. Nah, they just look. Seriously. A look gonna tell a whole lot. You look at somebody, you can feel, wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and sent His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam with guidance for us. You want to know who knows you best? Your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He sent you this best guidance. This look, you got to know when you look, is you feeling the vibes, you know what I'm saying? You going to be feeling something. Or you not feeling nothing. Seriously. You look at somebody, So what do you think, huh? It's like I make istikhara. Let me know, man. If you look at the sister, it's not what you're looking at. Don't worry about it. As we said before, somebody, he look at the sister, he said, Astaghfirullah, how you present that to me like that, man? Astaghfirullah, man. Can't wait in the world to work with nothing like that. No. That's what one brother says. The other brother saying, man, if her dowry is $10,000, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, I'm paying it, I got to marry that sister. The same sister, the other brother saying, a'udhu billah. The next brother, he ready to go however far he has to go for the sister. I'm saying this so the sisters, they don't feel bad, because they think because one brother said he don't like her, then they start feeling all insecure about themselves or whatever. Nix him, man. Astaghfirullah. He's just not the one for you. Somebody else is the one for you. Nah. And the brother, just because he hasn't been married in 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, whatever the case is, 10 months, 2 months, he don't just have to marry the sister, man. Look at the sister if it feel like, you know how you feel like, man, I'm in love. You're in love, you ain't even talked to her yet. Man, you know what I'm talking about. Love at first sight. It's for real. No, with people, it's not, people say love at first sight. People are married today based on love at first sight. People are married right now today, have been married for years. Ask the brother where to start. They say, wallahi, man, I saw her, I had to have her. And he still has her. Nah, sometimes them feelings be so strong, it's a done deal. Perfect. Perfect from first sight. So when you look at the sister, the Prophet ﷺ is showing that that look, is it should produce something in you. To start the love rolling. I mean, you're going to get to love somebody after you really get to know them, but still you should have, like you're saying, listen, mashallah, we got to work something out. Because he feels something already. But to the brother, if he's feeling something too at the same time, he still is not overlooking some statistics. Because the Prophet ﷺ told us to marry the one with the deen, and you'll be successful. So you might feel something, but the statistics is not right. You aren't supposed to go with that. Nah. The statistics not right. By the statistics, I mean her deen and her character. Things about the lady. Good upbringing. Strong in her deen. Real religious. Beautiful character. Knows how to take care of a home. Alright, these type of characteristics. Her mother was fruitful. She's one of 9 children. Alright, exactly what you're looking for. So don't say, I was feeling her, but she don't make salat regularly. Nah. I was feeling her, you know, how could I not? She wasn't even covered, but she says she gonna cover. All kind of situations. We have to, you're not putting what you see to over what you're looking for. The advice is to marry the one with the deen. Now you're looking at all of the women with the deen to try to figure out which one, when you look at her, you're going to feel something, then you go on with that. Don't just see something, then ain't no deen there, then you go with it, you in another jam. You loving a headache. You in love with destruction. Nah. That lady with no deen, what's she calling you to? You embarrassed to go outside with, that's your wife, huh? Stop, man. You say, man, I saw you, man, ittaqillah, man, I saw you with the camera over there, man. You say, a'udhu billah, man, that was my wife, man, better not talk about my wife. You say, well, I ain't no man, I thought she was stuffed. Now you can't even explain yourself because she ain't look like no Muslim. Or those women with no deen, they're going to call you to the haram. Let's go to the movies and watch the haram. Buy me one of those cars on the riba. Or one of those houses on the riba. Those sisters are going to call you to the haram. You don't got to do it. What you dressing like a Muslim for, man? You make me uncomfortable when we go to the mall. Take off all that stuff, man. Dress like this. Those sisters who have no deen, what they going to raise your children up on? Children drinking with their left hand. Children don't know the remembrance of Allah when they go to sleep, when they wake up, or all throughout the day. She's going to have no concern for your children. So the brothers, don't overlook the deen. Don't mistake that you got to get a look and have some feelings. Don't mistake that for the deen. You have to marry the lady with the deen. And if you don't marry the lady with the deen, then don't burden us with her. Brothers, they don't want to hear this. Wallahi, you got to tell the brothers this. You married that lady, you know she ain't had no deen, don't get us involved. You married her for what she was on, keep her. And if there's a problem, stand in the mirror and work it out. You and the one in the mirror who got together to get that sister, y'all gotta work that out. We don't have nothing to do with it. Because if we had something to do with it, we would have gave you advice to marry the one with the deen. That's the advice. What we're gonna give each other, nasiha. Nasiha, sincere advice. We would advise you to marry the one with the deen. You don't want that. You're saying, listen, the lady is paid in full and she's looking good. I know she ain't got no deen, but I gotta work with that. Then when he work with it, he find out it's a problem. She got on lipstick, do her hair all out and stuff and this and that. Where you going? Me and the girls are going to the movies. You say, no, wait a minute. I mean, that's for me. I know. I always look good. That's what she gonna tell him. Now he got a headache. What should I do? You say, she what? Divorce her. What else you gonna do with a no good lady like that? Don't talk about my wife like that, man. I was just saying, advise me, man. Don't go too far like that. Still my wife, you know what I'm saying? Seriously. He in love now, man. He can't let her go. Seriously. Come on, man, brothers. Come on. How we act like we don't know ourselves, man? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He know us. He sent the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, to give us guidance. He said, women are married for these four reasons, but marry them for the deen. Women are married simply because of their beauty. And then the brother got to deal with what comes along with the beauty. She stinks. Don't think some women look good, don't stink, man. Astaghfirullah, Abi. You know they ain't cleaning themselves, man. It's all look, show. He got to deal with all of that. He got to deal with the lady got money. She ugly. I don't know what he was seeing dollar signs when he looked at her. He couldn't even see her. He sat down to look at her. All he saw was money. You know what I'm saying? Now he got an ugly Mrs. Westman calling him in his house. He don't know what to do with her. He can't leave the money he married. And he got to look at her every day. Wallahi, Islam's guidance is the best guidance for us. We have to take this guidance and work with it. Because when we don't work with it, then it's not just harming ourselves as individuals, but it's harming all the rest of the Muslims who are around us. Brothers, they be asking for advice. You say, divorce her. He say, no. You say, keep her. He say, but look what she do. And that circle, how is it going to stop? Divorce her. I love her. Keep her. But look what she do. Divorce her. I love her. Well, keep her. Well, look what she does. That circle is never, come on. No matter how many ways he says it, and no matter how many ways you say it, you're going to keep going back and forth. When you tell him to keep her, he's going to mention all her bad points. When you hear the bad points, you're going to say divorce her. When he hear divorce, he see love, I got to keep her. And then you just be back and forth. But it ain't just back and forth with you. Because when you told him it, he got, you know, y'all went around for about an hour in a circle, you got tired. You said, man, that's enough, man. Then he went to the next brother. Then he circled him. And then he circled the next one, and the next one, and the next one. You know what I'm saying? This advice and guidance from the Quran is good for us, and it keeps us away from the likes of these problems that we oftentimes get ourselves in. This is what I wanted to advise myself of, and the brothers of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. هَذَا وَصَلَّ اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَبَارَكَ لَنَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I don't know if there were any questions Allah was presented or any concerns or things related around this issue. Inshallah, we have some time to handle some questions or comments around this. Is something not clear from the advice of the Quran and the Sunnah, or does everything seem clear from Allah's book and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If the advice is clear to us, then we have to live by this advice. We can't, as we say all the time, You always tell the kafir when you call him to Islam, Islam is perfect with the perfect guidance. You know, that's why should somebody say, why should I be Muslim? Because you got the Quran and the Sunnah, perfect guidance. This is the way to happiness in your life. And then you yourselves, you don't work with this guidance to have happiness in your lives. If you want to really, truly be happy, you have to hold on to the Kitab and the Sunnah, and then you're going to truly be happy. Whether your happiness means being patient until Allah blesses you to be married. You can do 15 years without being married and be happy. Why are you happy? Because you're practicing Islam. And you can hurry up and get married in one day and be miserable because you didn't hold on to the Kitab and the Sunnah. And that misery can last even longer than someone's being patient until he get married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. SubhanakaAllahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.